If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. I am Sean Ross Sapp. It is April 21st, 2025. Following a WrestleMania weekend, I want to thank over 50,000 of you who tuned in live for our WrestleMania Sunday show with Jeff Hawkins. Originally, I was supposed to be joined by Andrew Baydala. He's a little behind after flying back from Vegas, but we'll have him on very soon. But by God, I'm here. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in a pretty insane episode of WWE Monday Night Raw. Now, over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business. I did a Q&A today, Saturday, and Sunday. And we didn't have a traditional Raw Scoops thread today. We had Scoops threads for SmackDown before Mania, then Mania Night 1 and Night 2, then a wrap-up. So what we did today is I went over to the Discord, and as I got the information, I kind of disseminated some of it. JD's return, the Becky turn, so to speak, and the fact that this is going to be heavy on surprises and promos, and it was. And, you know, a lot of times, if you would normally tell me, as I'm looking at things, I think there were three matches on an almost three-hour show, I'd be like, oh, no. And I see people also agreeing with saying, oh, three matches in 3 hours. If there's one night I don't mind it, it is the Raw after Mania. You are setting the stage for what we are going to see. Now, WWE has these points of general optimism. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Night After Mania, Money in the Bank, a lot of things like that, where they can hit a bit of a reset button. And I got to be honest, like the more I sat down and thought about a lot of the booking we've seen over the past year, and I was very frustrated with the women's division booking. And you looked at how so many things unfolded with that main event last night and how bad it was and how the main event almost got screwed up last year and how The Rock didn't even show up last night. I feel like for all the criticisms that existed over the main event last night and even some the night before, I feel like they at least gave me that optimism back moving forward. Now, there's a lot of things that I want to see as far as consistency goes. And I'll tell you, complaining about online fan criticism, then announcing you're doing a docuseries about the behind-the-scenes elements of your booking process is quite interesting. But, Spencer B. sent in a super chat. He said, WWE is back, needed this after a boring few months. I got to agree. Like, the build to WrestleMania was largely uninspired, with the exception of a couple things. Naomi Jade, Women's World Championship, a couple others. But tonight's episode of Raw set the stage for an awful lot of great things. If you're here on YouTube, send in a super chat. We would greatly appreciate that. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air. If you're watching really anywhere, but also on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, anything like that, we have Humper Chats. That's HumperChats.com. And again, we provide, quite frankly, a significant portion of the exclusive news that emerges in the pro wrestling world. So if you have any questions about anything, I'll do my best to answer them. If you like that Q&A format, well, that FightfulSelect.com service is right for you. You can get it sent straight to your phone. It's only $5.99 a month. I did Q&As three straight days. I do them at least once a week minimum. We have a thing called Select Answers that runs anywhere between 4 to 7 times a week, where I answer a few questions. And then we have a Discord that I was over in today, and I do an Ask SRS field nonstop over there, answering stuff every single day. So hopefully you guys check that stuff out, because we had a ton of scoops last week. I'm not even going to get into them. Just give it a shot. D. Burns says this is forever going to be remembered as heel mania. Yeah, it certainly is. And also, Spencer B. says best Raw in months. Raw after Mania is good again. Yeah, and it needed to be. I think it really needed to be. And still, you know that they're holding off Aleister Black for SmackDown after Mania. So that begs the question. With no Cody on tonight's show, Are they going to go all out for the SmackDown after Mania as well? Obviously, it's not going to be in Las Vegas or anything like that. But you still have people and things that we haven't seen follow-ups on. We didn't see Bianca Belair tonight, that I can remember. We didn't see Cody Rhodes. We didn't see Naomi and Jade. We didn't see Drew McIntyre. There's a whole lot of people that we've got to find follow-ups on. Will there be more NXT talent hopping over there? It's funny. I had posted and some grifters tried to like dunk on me. I said, guys, there's going to be more surprises than usual over WrestleMania in the following week. And JD's back. Sammy's back. Rusev's back. Roxanne, Lyra, Stephanie, all up. It's a billion people. It was a fun time. Also, Fightful Select Scoop confirmed Survivor Series in San Diego. Your boy will be at WrestleCade that weekend, so I will not make that one. But Michael says, hi, SRS. Hope all is well. Do we know if the Worlds Collide PLE will be on Peacock, since it's the same day as Money in the Bank? Seen the Peacock logo on promos for Money in the Bank, not Worlds Collide. Thanks for all you do. When I asked, it was claimed that it was going to be on Peacock. So I guess we'll see. I was talking to somebody about the AAA deal today. I've been talking to a lot of talent regarding that. Yeah. Somebody says NFL draft next week. Isn't it this week? Isn't the NFL draft like in a few days? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's this week. This week. Turner says, this felt like Paul finally has a plan again. Well, it seems like he's got the seeds and the formations of a plan. We'll see how it follows up. Like there has been just so much of the women's division that I have not looked at with a great sense of confidence at all, because I had said they don't build world title contenders well enough. They're not going to build the underneath contenders for the U.S. and Intercontinental very well. And as it turns out, they hadn't been. But let's talk about this show. John Cena comes out. He waffles for quite a bit, honestly. He does point out how many dates he said he was going to have, and it was 36. And I believe he said he was down to, what, 27 or something like that? Yeah, something like 27 dates that are remaining, which is around an average of like 3 a month. Now, as I think about that, I'm like, okay, 3 a month would be fine for me, honestly, especially considering, listen, April's almost over. They're going to build to Backlash. He's probably going to face Randy Orton at Backlash, which we will get to. Wasn't Survivor Series supposed to be in San Antonio? No, your boy reported it was going to be in San Diego. I had a big, neat graphic made and everything. But assuming he can work 1 month or one match a month, that's ideal for me. Work one wrestling match a month. That's 8 or 9 of them. Maybe do a big Raw or something like that, and that can be like 10. Now, it's more than Brock and Roman, as Meet Normus points out. But what I don't want to see is a title run where the title goes undefended for 2 or 3 months. You got your 27 dates left. Let's make the most of them. And again, even though he's got 27 dates left, I would be recording stuff backstage. If they didn't have him cut backstage promos, and they don't at some point saying, you guys don't deserve to see me in person. I'm live via satellite, just like The Rock was when you all cheered him but booed me. That's what I would like to see. Now, John Cena gaslights the fans and says, the guy who you cheered for to finish his story, you turned against him. And he said, you think that you can make me feel a different way by cheering me? You're basically said, you guys are a bunch of sheep. Now, the crowd chanted, we are sorry. And he goes, that's a crowd chanting, we aren't sorry. Now, I don't know if he was just lying or if he couldn't hear them. But like, Cody's name got booed again. Now, again, it's Las Vegas. It's the WrestleMania crowd. Who knows? I don't remember a WrestleMania or post-WrestleMania crowd being quite like this in a while. And quite frankly, it's usually associated with unsatisfying booking. And this booking of late was the first time since the Triple H era I've really seen some heavy pushback. And let's really go through that as we get to this opening segment. Vince McMahon stepped down in what, July of 2022, and you saw Triple H hire a bunch of people and things got better in the interim. December, Vince was pushing his way back. You know he had conduits in the writer's room. We know that. February, I had people coming for my ass. 2023 it was, right? Saying, because I reported that Vince was back in creative and contributing remotely, right? Well, a lot of the build wasn't great for that WrestleMania. You had a whole lot of stuff that just wasn't working out. And then that Raw after Mania 39 was one of the worst in company history because Vince came in and, as a writer told me, and this is a direct quote from a writer, said Vince McMahon was like the fucking Tasmanian devil running in, eating up our scripts and leaving. And throughout all of 2023, you had to battle uphill against Vince McMahon's changes. And you had to battle uphill against his remote changes and his like sort of creative contributions in that regard. So they had to battle that. January 2024, they got him smooth out of there. That lawsuit got him out of there. And really what we have seen since January of 2024 has been primarily Triple H unimpeded. What happened the month after that? This regime, this one, tried to change the main event to The Rock and Roman Reigns, and the audience had to go, no, we don't want that. What are you talking about? Stop it. Like, they had to really revolt. So, I mean, when you think about that timeline, and when Triple H really got to do this unimpeded, now, thank God they switched back. But, like, you look at that, and you're like, all right. All right. You had a pretty solid 2024, but the women's division was booked horribly in 2024. Now, some of that's Rhea getting hurt and Becky leaving, but you develop contenders. You build more. You create these moments for people. You give Bayley a better title run. You book a tag team division worth a damn. You got plenty of talent. You book a women's tag team division that people will care about. And then the lead into WrestleMania, boy, was it underwhelming. It was really underwhelming. Tonight, was, I thought, the perfect example of a reset button and saying, okay, there's an opportunity to get really excited about what's to come. John Cena said, yeah, he says virtually the same things that he said and gaslights the audience. That's what it is. And like, no matter what he did, and that's the way I think they should play it up, is no matter what John Cena does, the crowd vibes opposite against him. If I were him, I would say, I know you're patronizing me by booing this other guy. After years, you wouldn't cheer me. Now you cheer me. And he takes it as patronizing as opposed to anything else. Well, the setup and the camera work for this end shot was so good. Randy Orton RKOs John Cena, leaves him laying. Beautiful production here. Beautiful direction. Randy's just sitting back there. You hear the crowd, and you know it at that stage. You know it. And this is also a perfect explanation of why Rusev was not going to face Randy Orton, right? A very, very good example, because I would have loved for Rusev to have come back and broken Randy's back, and then, you know, Randy gets his win back or something. But he's in line for John Cena. Now, John Cena is almost certainly going to win that match. Our wonderful partners at BetOnline.ag will likely have Cena as the favorite there. But I think this is going to be the back-to-back, like, unsatisfying show enders, you know what I mean? Like, John Cena is going to leave Randy Orton laying in his hometown of St. Louis at Backlash. I think that's the direction we're headed. And it's wild to think, it's not that wild to think, it's just common to think at this point, but babyface Randy Orton, heel John Cena? That's an interesting dynamic. Now, I don't know what to expect out of this match. I feel like we're going to see some chin locks in this match, buddy. We are going to see some headlocks in this match. We're going to see some guys getting pressed up against the ropes and shot off, shoulder block. We're going to see some of that. Oh, man. But, I think...
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
The buildup will actually be nice. It'll be sort of the inverse here. Not going to be a fast-paced match, this one. Not expecting that. Well, I'll tell you what I also didn't expect. The rewind button to be gone on my Netflix. Now, I know it's like half and half. Like, half of you didn't have the rewind function. Half of you didn't have the rewind function. Half of you did. But I'll tell you, I'll give you a little tip for those of you who want it back. If you don't have it, I logged onto my NordVPN.com/Fightful. I changed that virtual location to Canada, and then I was able to get it back. And right now you get a big discount with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You get 4 extra months. And as always, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Now, I talked about Backlash. I talked about WrestleMania already. I talked about SmackDown this upcoming week. You got a tag title match on NXT. If you have a Netflix subscription, you don't need Peacock or CW or USA Network. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful and you have all that. And you get versions of these apps that you maybe wouldn't have gotten here in the States. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices. In this room myself, I have it on computers, a TV, a phone, and a router. It's fantastic. You can add extra layers of digital security to your life. And one of the things that you guys are going to like, get those pay-per-views at a much more affordable price. Maybe you got a UFC pay-per-view coming up that you want to watch. Get it at the prices that they get it overseas with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I had somebody hit me up today. I'll even pull up the message. He sent it to me and he goes, "Is this easy to use? Because I am not as technologically savvy." And he said specifically, "I'm dumb. Is it easy to use the VPN stuff? Is there a step-by-step? Thanks. Here's your step-by-step. Get NordVPN, subscribe to it for a great price. Get the app on your phone, on whatever, turn it on, you pick your virtual location, and then you're good to go. Just go to the website or go to whatever you want. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Sweet and Sassy Creation says Cena versus Orton will be a Canes and Walkers fight. I do think they need to add some tables and add some weapons and add some stuff to this. For sure. In order to pick up the pace a little bit. Kingslayer says, "I was in Vegas for Mania. Flawed shows, but the vibes were incredible. Favorite Mania, but my opinion is skewed. I'm going to rewatch on TV." I would have really enjoyed being in Las Vegas. I have a good time in Las Vegas when I don't have to work. Almost every time I go, I got to work. And I'll tell you what really made me think, okay, I did okay. Was I saw the traffic getting out of there. And I was like, oh no, I don't want that at all. Not one bit. Jake from Windy City says, "Well, that's it. End of WrestleMania season. Back to the boring real world and our depressing jobs. Safe travels, everyone." Hey, I like my job. I get to talk with you guys all day. I enjoyed that. Jonathan Corona, our good friend with a monster super chat, says, "What's up, Sean? Long time no see. Haven't been on the chat because I had a family emergency." Well, I hope everything's okay, Jonathan. Hope everything's all right. You're a lovely dude. He said, "But been hanging in there. There's two questions. Did you know about WWE buying AAA before? And did you hear the Borash creative news?" So no, I had no idea that WWE was buying AAA beforehand. I saw a lot of like people being really weird, like, "Oh, but you didn't know this." I'm not supposed to know everything. My job is to get as many details as I can and report them accurately. I did not know that. There was a gentleman, however, on Twitter, Bobby's Axelrod, and it was like a week ago It was like a week ago, April 14th. He posted in my replies, "Can you confirm that WWE has an impending deal with AAA Lucha Libre soon to be announced this upcoming Mania weekend?" And I'm like, holy shit, man. This guy knew some stuff. I spoke with him a little bit, and he explained to me how he knew it. I mean, good on him. That was very impressive. But I had no inkling of it. Now, when I asked AAA talent afterwards, they were like, yeah, it's been rumored for a while, but it's one of those things that you always hear, and you're like, yeah, okay. But it's happening. It's happening. We're going to get a whole lot of info on that. And Luis shouts out a gentleman that I've shouted out a few times. Somebody who I've read since I was literally a child, and it's not me trying to age them, but I grew up reading a website called DDT Digest. And if you guys can still go to it, it's DDTdigest.com. And I would go there specifically for my WCW reviews. And that shaped a lot of how I review wrestling and write about wrestling. And he was on there, and it was phenomenal. It was really, really great. And he does a lot of incredible lucha coverage, and he did a great column on that this past weekend. DNC Digital says, oh, by the way, the Jeremy Borash thing. So that was reported by, I believe, Lucha Libre Online. So I'm working to confirm that. I would like to see Jeremy Borash involved with that. That would be pretty good. I always wanted to see him get involved more. And I think this is a good opportunity. I really do. DNC Digital says, just want to thank you and the team for all the hard work this week. Life can be a lot, and it was a pleasure just escaping everything and talking wrestling. Man, nothing beats it. Listen, a bad day of wrestling beats a good day of doing almost anything else. Oh, somebody says Bobby Axelrod. With inside information about the merger of a publicly traded company, Bobby Axelrod is a character in Billions. I think that's what he was kind of basing his Twitter personality on, as I see that. But yeah. What was the Jeremy Borash news that he would be involved in creative on the WWE and for AAA? Jonathan Corona says, last question. Don't know if you noticed, but WWE doesn't do opening pyro for Raw and SmackDown like they do. Or opening intros. Yeah, a lot of it has to do with timing and budget and a lot of stuff like that. Here and there, whenever they feel like they need it, they'll do it. But they have largely leaned out of that stuff. So, I mean, I don't really know what to expect as far as pyro goes. I'm not one of those guys that's like, yeah, I got to have it. But it is cool sometimes. We got Raquel and Liv Morgan becoming four-time tag team champions. And a big turn to go with it. So Fightful Select Discord had a little bit on this. We told you guys it was coming up in that Discord. Match was good, by the way. Joseph Morris says, sorry for all the Liv super chats recently. Big fan of hers, and I want the best for her. Joseph Morris, my friend, don't you ever apologize for investing in Fightful and sending us super chats. You could send super chats about pears and apples if you want, and I'll read them, my friend. I understand. You are frustrated by the WWE's booking of Liv Morgan. I am frustrated by WWE's booking of the entire women's division. The entire women's division is absolutely just questionably booked in so many regards. They did this switch back, and again, match was fine. And then Becky turns on Lyra. And Becky got cheered for it. I don't... I don't quite understand this. Kingslayer says, pears and apples. I appreciate you. K775 says, Becky turning heel was absolutely the right decision. The way they did it was awful. Yes, this. I love how there's always feathers scattered in the ring during every Lyra match. That is very... Yeah. I said it looked like Randy Johnson getting hit with a baseball. Or Randy Johnson hitting a bird with a baseball. And Jordan says, Becky's return and immediate turn makes no sense to me. Waste of a Mania match. She could have done this here and Bayley could have had her match. I will book something immediately that is better. There is a tag team gauntlet match well before this. Well before this. Or just tag team matches in general. Lyra and Becky are a team. They lose. Becky snaps. Becky and Lyra, Intercontinental title at Mania. Well, who wins that? Who wins that match? Well, there are a couple of options. Literally any other team. Or an unusual team of Bayley trying to take Roxanne under her wing. They develop some mutual respect in these face-offs they've had. Bayley's like, you know what? I think we could do something together. I don't like you, but I think we can do something together. They either challenge at Mania or shit implodes. They have a match at Mania. Or, get this, Lyra could have dropped the Intercontinental title to one of them, maybe Bayley, and they could have had an IC title match. And then Becky and Lyra could have challenged for the tag titles along the way. Bringing back Becky at Mania is perhaps one of the least desirable outcomes of all this. Becky Lynch being back on TV is definitely better for the company. It's better for my viewing experience. She's one of my favorite performers in the world, a lovely person. This did a lot of weird things for the division. No IC title defended. Roxanne's plans were just hiccuped, just completely just halted and put in a very weird situation. And then Bayley is off WrestleMania. You even got Nia Jax on WrestleMania. Nia Jax had the best year of her career last year. Not on WrestleMania. And you like briefly bring Roxanne in just to lose to Tiffany. None of it made sense. Listen, I'm glad that Liv and Raquel can at least, you know, have a positive out of this. And they like, you know, they're racking up the title victories. Racking up the title victories. But Alexa got benched. Nikki Cross got benched. You couldn't have kicked off this gimmick in with the absence of Bo Dallas by having Alexa and Nikki challenge for the tag titles to play off of something else. Right decision for Becky to be heel. Because the man needs like something new, something adjusted. Calico Kid says, WWE's women's division needs someone to take creative control in general. The talent pool is insane at the moment. Sounds like a job for Gail Kim. Gail hadn't been in creative for quite a while. She was working as an agent in TNA. But listen, Gail Kim being involved in any company is a huge net positive for that company, period. They should absolutely get her involved. Tom Townsend says, is Becky a Paul Heyman gal? I think she should be. I think you should add that. And it is like just a powerhouse, a juggernaut. Again, a good match. I don't even mind the title switch as much. It's just, you just put these plans like, they affected so many people negatively. It made little to no sense, and it eroded so much of my confidence in the WWE creative process throughout it. I guess we'll see. I'm just glad the turn happened. I'm glad the turn happened. Jordan says, a little off topic overall, but with both Rumble winners not in the Mania main event, and the upcoming Money in the Bank seems more important than the Rumble. Less people to face, can call their shot whenever. The Rumble doesn't seem as special outside of surprises anymore. Well, they do romanticize WrestleMania, right? Like they romanticize that very heavily. Now, Money in the Bank can do it at WrestleMania if they want. Like, the Royal Rumble winner can come in, call their shot, and the Money in the Bank winner can just say, well, now it's a triple threat match, so too bad, so sad. I would love to see which takes precedence there. I wouldn't mind seeing that in the future where there's a little bit of a power struggle over who gets to call their shot. But the Rumble always seems special to me. Like I said, just like tonight, and like Money in the Bank, no matter how bad creative may or may not be leading into that, there is a sense of optimism associated with that. Backstage, Karrion Kross grins at the New Day, and New Day come out and cut a promo. But let me talk about who really impressed me the most throughout this entire segment, and that includes Rusev. Maxxine Dupree impressed me the most of anybody in this segment. So you had Alpha Academy come out, and they won on Main Event recently, but they have not won a match on Raw since they beat New Day, which she mentioned. She said, last time these guys faced you, they beat you in 60 seconds. And she called them Minute Men. It was very good. Like, I mean, like, really, really good. Her poise, her delivery, just the promo in general. I thought that Maxxine killed it. And if you've ever like seen some of the interviews that Maxxine does, she has a special kind of charisma. Like in the ring, it's going to take some work and a lot of it, but you see something here, and this is what she can bring. It's that special kind of charisma that really works with an act, and it's very endearing. She didn't say it in a way that made you go, "Ugh, okay." No, she, because a lot of times a babyface interrupting and doing that can do that, but she killed it. She did great. This was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well, they bait New Day into the match. It's going to happen. And then it doesn't happen because a certain gentleman by the name of Rusev is back. Now, Deadline reported that Rusev is back on a 2-year contract, which is kind of a rarity in pro wrestling these days, a 2-year contract. Lana, CJ Perry, is back with WWE on a Legends deal. As of now, she's not expected to be brought into this, but I can see that absolutely changing. Could absolutely see that changing. I'm glad to see Rusev back. And Rusev back with Triple H booking. Despite those complaints I mentioned earlier, hey, I want to see how Triple H books this man. Because at one point, I think a lot of us would have bought him as a world heavyweight champion. There were a lot of creative issues with AEW and Rusev. DNC Digital says, new Rusev day. Also, Matt Raywald, the former Aiden English, is a free agent and is a hell of a commentator as well. So Pat McAfee, who is likely written off for draft-related stuff and things like that, I would love to see Matt Raywald getting a little crack at it. This was good. Rusev, you know, put Otis in the accolade. He caught Akira Tozawa. This was a nice return. I mean, having him return in the tag team division is a little okay. But Poppy Pant says, not sure how I feel about Penta and Rey Fénix losing back-to-back, and Rusev coming back to beat American Alpha. Seems mid-card. Hopefully a small, fun feud. Well, I mean, I think he will absolutely crush Tozawa, and then I think he'll have a bit of a more competitive match with Otis. And then after you reestablish him, you're like, oh, okay. And then he comes by and does something crazy to somebody big. Somebody big. Terry Allen Jr. says, Bruce Michael Hayes, been there many years. Must leave, then refresh, creative. Hire women with knowledge of wrestling. We need women leaders. Yeah. Listen, I don't know the details behind Sarah Stock's AEW firing and departure. FightfulSelect.com broke that news. But assuming there's nothing that more that meets the eye, I would probably bring her in as it relates to AAA and WWE, and I'd bring in Gail Kim immediately. Tin Ruza says, will be funny when Rusev starts losing in WWE. Why would that be funny? I mean, I don't want people to be booked poorly. I don't want that. Jabbar says, but Sean, Nick said the Fed doesn't bench talent except the women's division. They certainly do bench talent. Nia hasn't been around. I don't know what was up with Sammy. Omos hadn't been doing anything. Natalia's barely been on TV. She's been on like main event and stuff like that. Lots of people. Jonathan Corona says, would be cool if they do another Worlds Collide, but this time it's TNA, NXT, AAA, and NOAH. Yeah, I mean, this is what they're kind of conditioning them developing these relationships and acquisitions into, is them doing their own Worlds Collide and doing all these, is what I would assume. Jonathan, I think you're absolutely on the right track there. I think that makes an awful lot of sense to me. And you can do it. Like, first off, you got to get a couple people from NOAH that really take off with an American audience as well. Good evening, SRS. How would you book Tozawa? I'd tell you how exactly I'd book Tozawa. I would have Rusev, again, win this feud with American Alpha, or Alpha Academy, sorry. And then I would have them go to NXT, all three of them. And I would introduce NXT to the wrestling machine that is Tozawa. A lot of the charisma, like Otis, with this cast of characters would be great. Him and Tozawa having tag team matches with Hank and Tank, good stuff. Maxine can get some reps in, all that stuff. That's how I would book him. I would have him go to NXT and impress people there. Put Rusev in the role that Bronson was in. Yeah, and then have Bronson come back and then just go full on meat. By God. Soran Singh says, sorry if this is already talked about, but you could have let Cena win clean at Elimination Chamber, have a face versus face promo with Cody, turn heel at Mania if nothing was to be mentioned about The Rock during the buildup. Yeah, I think a lot of people would have drawn that comparison to Austin and McMahon, though. And I know it caused a downturn in business, but some of the content that we got out of Stone Cold Steve Austin as a heel in 2001 was so entertaining. It was so fun, and it was so ridiculous. I really enjoyed that. There's a DVD or VHS. It's called WWF Action. And I had the VHS, and then my good friend, Nikita Krylov fan, gave me the DVD. And it is like a spring and summer sort of like recap of 2001. And WWE has always been good at when they book things really badly, they can chop it up in a way that makes it look more cohesive and more entertaining. And that's what this DVD is. And that made me look back and go, damn, there's some fun stuff there. DNC Digital says, people say I'm crazy. We may be too far out, but always felt with his strength, build, and speed for his size. Otis reminds me of Vader. I mean, Vader was much bigger than Otis. Like, as big as like Otis is, Vader was like 6'3", 6'4", as a shoot. I think Otis is like 5'8", 5'9". He's way shorter. Vader's a good 6 inches taller and probably 100 pounds heavier. So, I mean, that's, you know, on the scale of wrestlers today, comparable, sort of, because like you don't see 7-footers, people 6'8" and up grow on trees. Like, how many agile guys over 6'8" that are under 40 years old are in wrestling right now? Can y'all name any? Because we at least had, you know, Kane, Big Show, Undertaker, Sid, people like that back then. Like, there's not a lot. Ben Bishop now, and Lance Archer is in his mid-40s. Hikuleo's at the Performance Center being benched, not doing anything. Are there some I'm missing? Any I'm missing? Omos ain't doing anything. But, I mean, like, Omos is not, at least as best I know, agile like The Undertaker, all that stuff. Big Bill is one of them. Any update on the Stone Cold quad incident? So I asked today, and I had this on the FightfulSelect.com scoops update. I was told that it would be a safe bet that we wouldn't hear anything else about it unless, one, it gets asked in like a media situation, or two, there's a lawsuit. And I'm not saying there is a lawsuit. It's just otherwise this will be handled probably internally and very quietly. I'll tell you what is also a safe bet. Our good friends at Bet Online.
Whoa! You can bet on wrestling? Yeah, you can at Bet Online AG. We've given you a bunch of underdog picks over at Fightful since we started to work with Bet Online AG, but well before they were a partner, that's where we got our odds from for years. Whether it be major shows or your continental classics and other things like that, they always have a bunch of interesting odds for you over at Bet Online AG. But it's not just that. Payouts in minutes, high credit card acceptance, a safe and secure environment, and they've been trusted for over 25 years. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payouts, and the ability to bet on wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know so much about this, go put your money down. Go do it. Show the world. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. BetOnline AG.
I think we hit on all of our picks but three this weekend. We didn't have any lock picks, but DNC Digital, look at it. I appreciate this fella. He says, I love Bet Online. Made some money this weekend, but also lost some. Made money on Becky coming back, Sol Ruka, and Americana not getting, I got the hiccups again, unmasked. Yeah, there's a lot of great, fun prop bets on Bet Online as well. I've enjoyed this partnership so much because that's one of the fun parts about pro wrestling is making these predictions and all that. My predictions were going back and forth. If you watch every prediction show I did last week, probably switched back and forth, but end up being hitting like, oh gosh, I think 11 out of 14 or 12 out of, or 10 out of 13 on the picks this week. And I thought it was a very hard WrestleMania to call. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. If this is your first time here, great news. We're here every night. NXT on Tuesdays, AEW Wednesdays, TNA Thursdays, SmackDown on Fridays, Collision on Saturdays, and then we have a bunch of weekly shows as well. Check out our Shorts tab. If you guys haven't already, we're uploading a lot of footage, a lot of cool things over there, and we also have TikTok, which we just signed a deal with, Instagram, and Facebook, which we are doing an awful lot of stuff there. We got Dream Ninja saying, actually, we'll get to that one momentarily. Ryan says, would not be shocked if Rusev tags with Sheamus. I would sprint as far away from the direction of any reference of League of Nations as humanly possible. Those performers outside of Del Rio were all very good. All very, very good. But that was such a dog shit era of creative. No way. No chance. Survivor Series at Petco Stadium. Interesting. That is interesting. I got a soft spot for San Diego, even though I have never been there because my favorite baseball player of all time, Bip Roberts, played there. So there you go. I've got a Bip Roberts card collection. Shotgun Sean says, love Cody. I'd never boo him, but knew the day was coming again, like in AEW, when the crowd would start to turn on him. And he should stay off TV for a while, come back when the fans start to miss him. I could see a little 1 month break. I could see that, but he doesn't. That guy embraces the grind. You know, there's everybody that jokes about, oh, they're running from the grind. That guy embraces the grind to such an extreme degree. That guy does the media, does the dates, does everything. And he takes great pride in that. Now, I don't know if that was something, I don't know if that's something that will be sort of abandoned without the title, if, you know, it's the champion's responsibility type of thing. But I would actually love to see Cody during this Cena run sort of continue that and say, you know what? He wasn't doing that. John Cena wasn't doing all that. So I kept the champion schedule regardless. Sweet and Sassy Creation says, SRS, what do you think will happen tomorrow night with the tag titles for the women in NXT? You know what I'd like? You know what I'd like? Joseph Morris, please don't kill me. I would like to see Liv and Raquel drop the NXT tag titles tomorrow and then win them back again for a fifth time. Run them up. I am here for the Liv and Raquel are the best tag team in WWE history thing. I'm here for it. Also worth noting, no Bayley tonight either. But run it up for Liv and Raquel. Do it. What's the matter? I think that so many people confuse length of title reign for quality of title reign. That's not always the case. Like, what was Stone Cold Steve Austin's best title reign? Somebody tell me in the chat. Hit me and tell me, when was Stone Cold Steve Austin's best title reign? Bet you remember him winning the title. Bet you remember Stone Cold Steve Austin as the world champion. But people aren't pointing out, oh, well, his first run was 2 months, like 2.5 months. And then his next one was four and a half months. Book it good. And that's what people will remember. And we got so far away from that for a long time that we went back extreme in the other direction, where now everybody's got to have year-long title reigns for stuff. Io Sky comes out and cuts a promo, and this crowd loved Io Sky. Who doesn't, right? She's incredible. Then she's interrupted by Stephanie Vaqueur, NXT champion. Dream Ninja says, the reaction for Stephanie was amazing. She even got a chant, a This Is Awesome chant as well. Fight Forever chant. What an amazing moment. She just oozes megastar. WWE hit really big with their women's signings and re-signings. They got back Becky Lynch. They signed Jordan Grace. They signed Julia. They signed Stephanie Vaqueur. They got some real good people. They got Zarya. Like, they got some really, really great talent. As Becky was sitting out last year, I'm like, man, who's she going to face on the main roster? She's worked everybody. Then you got a segment like this. And listen, Jordan Grace should already be up on the main roster. Should already be have. She don't need to be in some studio apartment in Orlando, Florida. Taking bumps in the high flyer ring. What are we doing here? But Stephanie and Io out here cutting a promo in each of their second languages, maybe third, how the hell should I know, is something we probably would not have seen under Vince. And I'm glad we're seeing it now. Because these are two premium talent. And they went out and had a really good match. The crowd knew Stephanie's head scissor stomp move. And yeah, and listen, if something happens and they're able to land Mariah May as well, that's fantastic. You've got four or five relatively brand new women on your roster to work with: Rhea, Bianca, Charlotte, Becky, Bayley. This is honestly a big reason why I'm like, God damn, would y'all start please booking these challengers better? Give me some matches. Give me some development. Give me some contenders. DNC Digital says, by the end of all this, it's like we were playing 2K at the character page and we pressed the random button. Yes, it was. It was. It was fantastic. So they have this really great match. Crowd is super into it. And admittedly, I was like, how does this end? How do we do this? Now, I want to know from our audience here, does this dilute a future pay-per-view match or a one-on-one match between Io and Stephanie? Because a lot of the times the magic to me is in the first time people touch, right? Like the first time they're there, they square off, they have their match, it has a satisfying ending. This is a very Vince pilled thing where it's like, here we go, we got this thing, and then it goes to a no contest. But listen, the rest, everybody else doesn't share that. They say, no, no, nope, nope. Matches don't matter over there, SRS. Listen, Tin Ruza, I respect your level of hating. I really do. At least you send in super chats. But, I mean, I would always love a satisfying finish, but considering how this match ended, I'm pretty excited. So, K775 says, obviously Roxanne is coming up. Do you think Julia and Stephanie are coming up in the near future or staying in NXT? Now, I don't have a complete answer on this, but somebody in NXT was like, I think they're all going up. And then another person said, Roxanne is for sure. Another person said, Julia is not far behind. So, Iketsu says, when do you think Roxy is getting called up officially? It should be now. It should be now. Roxanne has done everything she can in NXT. And he says, the draft? I don't know if there's going to be a draft yet. Also, does Rhea and Julia excite you as much as it does me? Yes. You know what excites me? Put a little, the twister, the spin, the flick the arrow. Put them all in a ring. All of them. Spin it. Pick one. Spin it. Pick the other. I'm excited about that matchup. Any combination of these five, I am excited for. What I'm not excited for is how they introduced Roxanne in a lame duck way and had her losing to people immediately. That shouldn't have happened before WrestleMania, but I really like this. And then you had the Julia Rhea thing. I love Luis's thing. Book an all-star match with these women. Yes, you have like 10 top-notch talent. Tony Khan did a hilarious $400,000 challenge, of which Speedball Mike Bailey has done these great skits with people with. Why aren't we seeing like all-star tags like this? Like, do something very cool like that. Put that on a pay-per-view. This was a great segment. Very rarely do I like the interrupting or the here comes another person and another person segment. Very rarely do I like the DQ or no contest endings. This ruled. And it just, it does a couple things. It highlights, one, how strong the women's division is, and two, how frustrated I get when they don't book it appropriately. DNC Digital says, Roxanne is great. Interviewed her for Mission Pro. Had incredible poise at an age of which you couldn't believe she had incredible poise. She's been working on TV her entire adult life. As my audio from the stream just kicked off in the background. But she's been working on TV her whole adult life at this stage. She's ready. Now, I don't know like what, you know, adjustments Julia may or may not need to make, just simply living in America and getting on the road and all that stuff, but this gave me a lot of hope. DJ Rocco says, big fan of Raquel. Hope they push her properly. She's been doing great of late. Yeah, her being the muscle and being a tag team wrestler has worked out really, really well for her, and she's killing it. Also, lovely person. Just a wonderful person. Always enjoyed doing media with her. Very friendly face. Sean, I'm with Reg so many ways in the Fed. Hey, listen, you can enjoy wrestling however the hell you want, and I completely agree with you. You know what I respect about Reg? I had requested Phil and Reg to do a WWE review show, and just because they're the Grapsity team, I knew it would do good numbers. It did incredible numbers. And listen, Reg gets an additional payday out of that as well. And I hit him up again. I was like, y'all want to do another one? And Reg goes, I don't think I need to be reviewing WWE pay-per-views for you. I respect that. Like, listen, I respect that. What you will see among the dumbest accounts on social media, and I mean the dumbest accounts, you will see them quote tweet Kate or Reg or Alex or anybody and say,
"Oh, impartial, unbiased journalist here, obviously."
They are podcasters. They review a subjective entertainment wrestling show. Alex Palowski and Kate are not out here breaking news. Reg is not out here breaking news. They are reviewing a program that is subjective entertainment. These reviews, by and large, are not journalism. They're us talking some shit and having some fun, answering some of your questions. You could argue that when I'm on here, we break some news, but I'll break that news objectively and then review the show subjectively. There's this very weird notion among the dumbest people on wrestling Twitter and social media that, oh, because you criticize one thing on one show, well,
you gotta be, but what about the other?
No, maybe the other show ruled that week. Maybe Raw kicked ass one week and Dynamite sucked ass one week. I don't gotta say, well, you know what? To play devil's advocate, no. Sometimes the show is gonna suck. Sometimes the show is gonna be good. And it's okay to go through periods where one show is better than the other. Hated WWE for a number of years. In the last couple of years, it's been pretty good. AEW has went through so many peaks and valleys. So many. Jonathan Corona says, all I'm saying, June 7th, Inglewood. I also live in SoCal. But in Inglewood, that day two WWE event is going to be packed with traffic. I think it's one day. They're just doing the afternoon show for Worlds Collide. And then that night, they're doing Survivor. No, different one. Okay. And yeah, they're doing another show that day, right? I think. Am I wrong? Am I? Maybe I'm all mixed up. Love for Boost says, best run was when Austin had Big Boss Man working as Vince's muscle. As a Stone Cold fan that took wrestling too seriously, I was in tears a lot. I love Big Boss Man. Very underrated. Yeah, Money in the Bank. Different arena, same day. That is interesting. Different arena. Huh. Very interesting. Ben says, Lyra is dumb. Oh, Becky took a bump. What? In a wrestling match? No. Stay focused. She just sat there like a baby after Becky's attack. Did they expect fans to cheer her and boo Becky? Did her no favor. I think that heading into this show, they kind of knew that anything was a possibility because of the way that the crowd had reacted. I'm not putting stock into this weekend's crowds. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'll see how people react on SmackDown, on Raw next week. And that will be the tell for me. I don't think that's unreasonable, right? Like, I think that's understandable. Like, a little bit of a different crowd this go. And that's fine. And also, I think that might be why we didn't see a lot of matches tonight. Because what are you going to accomplish? So, AJ Styles is backstage and he says something, but Karrion Kross barks at him. Let me see at what time I got this text message from somebody in WWE. And I woke up and I thought I dreamed the promo, guys. I woke up. I saw it. It was 4:25 a.m. Eastern. I woke up and I got sent the Karrion Kross promo from the Sam Roberts, Megan Morant post show. Which, by the way, the interviews on that were very entertaining. Dominic was incredible. But Karrion Kross cut this unbelievable pseudo in-character, pseudo not, as Tom Townsend says, is the drama a work? Real life turned into work? Or is he having a legit meltdown? He is not having a legit meltdown. I can tell you that I have interviewed Karrion Kross a number of times, and one of the people I would least ever expect to have a meltdown from a personal mental standpoint is Karrion Kross. He is very composed. He is very smart. He is very calculated. He is one of the smartest guys as it pertains to character and acting and performing that you are going to see in wrestling. And he was put in a lot of very unfavorable, very unusual positions over the years. He has had a lot of uphill battles, but everybody that works with him has seen the talent level. They've seen what he can create. They've seen what he can provide. And he started to get over by himself. So what we saw on this post-show thing was a little bit of all of that. WWE's not mad about it. It was edited and put in there. It was like you saw them throw to it, right? Like you saw them do the transition. So they saw it. He mentioned about his contract info leaking to the sheets. Tough tarts, my dude. That info is going to be out there. That's another thing that is people are, and I don't mean Cross. Cross is being wise about it. There's fans that are like, contract info is, quite frankly, nobody's business. Because somebody put that on Instagram about the Bayley stuff. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? I don't report their salaries. Contract lengths are very common. Tune in to Twitter on July 1st and let me know what you see on Twitter. It's going to be nonstop NBA contracts. That's it. Contracts are very common info, very weird. But anyway, Cross says, you know, I worked really hard. I'm in my hometown. WrestleMania is here. And as it turns out, maybe I should have just started a YouTube channel and I get to face AJ Styles. And he kept going in and out and he called AJ Allen instead of AJ. And said that AJ needed to beat Logan Paul for the rest of the locker room. Because Logan Paul is, he gets a lot of credit for a lot of things. And Cross is like, you know, there are shortcuts to all that. And he said so many things. So many things. It was perfect. The last thing he had mentioned, it was saying they ask for ideas. And when you give them a great idea, they go, well, that's a great idea, but we don't need great ideas. We need good ideas because the great ideas are for that guy over there. And as a result, you get your time cut. He said that Bill Goldberg, oh my God, when he talked about Bill Goldberg, it was so funny. He said, Bill Goldberg gave me the best advice I had. He said, you kind of remind me of myself. And Cross goes, I think we got different styles, bud, but thanks for the compliment. So what's your advice? And Goldberg said, be a good soldier. And Cross is like, bro, like being a good soldier got my time cut, gets my ideas taken, gets my ideas ignored. He can really play it up. Got his best friends fired, got him fired. He'd mentioned that as well. Whew. And then he said, guy in the truck in the suit, on behalf of wrestling fans, go fuck yourself. And he said, that's from Killer Cross. Become deniable, my ass. This is so good. So good. And he cut another promo on AJ saying, like, he had the chance. And AJ said, I didn't like that person I was last year. This was good as hell. AJ Styles reminds me of Onyx the Fortuitous, says Alexander. I don't understand the reference. I don't understand the reference. We have a good video package on Jey Uso. Very, very good. Oh, man, so good. We have Jey Uso come out. He yeets. He yeets. He yeets. Then Sami Zayn comes out. And Sami Zayn is like, you know what? It hurt me to miss WrestleMania, but I'm so proud of you. And they hugged. Jimmy came out. This is their celebration. It went on really, really long to the point to where you were like, is Sami going to attack them? It's what I think a lot of people were thinking, right? Is Sami going to do that? What I would like to see is Jey Uso go on this redemption tour where he starts to offer title shots to people that he cost the title as world champion. That's what I would like to see. But otherwise, there was not a lot to this segment. Does this result in a real Cross push? It's the best shot for one, but I don't know about his contract status as of now. It was supposed to be up within like 3 or 4 months. But I hope so. By the way, can we dub heel Cena? Cinema Cena, like Hollywood Hogan. That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Gunther comes out. And he gets in Michael Cole's face. And Michael Cole kind of snipes back at him. And he's like, I'm not the one who tapped out. And I'm like, yeah, bro. And Michael Cole Gunther goes after Michael Cole. And I love it when the color commentator stands up for the announcer. Gosh, I wish I could remember who tweeted something just like that. But I always loved that. It's always good. I even liked it when Dio Madden, Mace, did it. And Brock F5'd him, one of the worst F5s ever. But Pat cracks Gunther at once. He just wants to break it up. That's it. He doesn't want to have to, but he does. And then Gunther grabs him, drags him, chokes him out. It was a great angle. And I'll tell you what added to it. All of McAfee's dudes jump in. They're trying to help him. And I recognize him because I watch the show here and there. But Gunther is then left alone because nobody's there to pull him off. They're trying to keep all these guys that they consider fans out of the action. John says, why is Pat getting written off TV? I'm looking into it. I don't know how long, if, you know, any of that. But there's some I've gotten some messages about it, and somebody tried to debunk it in the chat. But listen, we'll see, buddy. We'll see. Pat turns a good red. He does. He could sell his ass off as well. But even if he misses like a week, bring him back. That man's been choked out before. He's been tackled before. He can handle it. Ryan says, I think Pat's best fit would be a heel manager. He rocked in NXT with his promos. Always felt like commentating was a favor to help out. Listen, I know a lot of our audience looks as Pat McAfee as a heel, but the broader population kind of sees him as a babyface. He's a major podcasting star. I mean, that's that. And when you're at the live shows, it is something that they tend to enjoy. Has there been any chatter about a McAfee match? Can he even do another match physically? Planted the seeds for Gunther McAfee. Yeah, he could absolutely do a match physically. As best I know, it is easy for people to forget this man is only 37 years old. Like he quit football because he wanted to, not because he had to. They would have retired from football like 9 years ago. He was in his 20s. Like he could have played for another 4 or 5 years. You see Corey doing commentary for Raw. He should. He should have. Tackling him as a penalty in his former job. Well, tough shit. It still happened. Have you watched Pat McAfee highlights? Have you seen them? He was known for blocking people. And is not it is absolutely not a penalty to tackle somebody like that whenever you take off running with the ball. Come on. Pat McAfee got popular as a podcaster by talking about a situation where he knew he was going to get destroyed by Troy Polamalu. Sharon says, oh, yeah, that. I hope so. But the Grande Americano vignette. Okay. And Chad Gable is there in the building as well. And he says that Grande Americano will be back soon, but he's very proud of him. Then we get the Judgment Day segment where it's got the awkward situation where they're like, ah, well, is Finn mad? Is he not mad? Is he upset that Dominic had that main event level performance like you can have when you use Blue Chew?
Blue Chew, main event performance, main event confidence, and a main event deal. Go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL, and you will get Blue Chew with their first shipment for free. Shipment? Yeah, I said shipment. No waiting in line at the pharmacy, no awkward doctor's visits. You take their online exam, and then if approved, it ships straight to your door. That's right. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and much more affordable. How can you pass up on this? How can you pass up on that confidence? How can you pass up on that performance? How can you pass up on making your sex life better? That's what Blue Chew is here to do. You don't have to have a problem to use Blue Chew. Just get that additional performance. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL. Check it out. Auntie sends a super chat for the segue. So we get Dominic and Penta, and we get the return of JD McDonagh. And I just want to say, what a badass JD was for fighting through that match that he had where he got injured. Just ton of respect for that guy. Like, his injury was rough, man. It was brutal. And I'm glad he's back. He was at everything this weekend and all that. But I mean, this guy busted himself up big time. And here he is. He's back 3 months later. Very glad to see him back because this adds some intrigue to this Judgment Day element. As Just Mask says, I think they've officially babyfaced Dom. That's what I was expecting. And Dominic with Liv and Raquel, I'm good with. Finn with Carlito and JD, I'm good with. I mean, maybe Carlito kind of goes with Dom and them. Maybe. And it's the more fun babyface duo against JD and Finn. Because I think JD and Finn should be, like, obviously, Finn should get an Intercontinental title shot here. But Finn and JD should be, like, a tag team moving forward. And I think they would do really great. Finn was also looking off at the side. But I loved Carlito's line where he said, "We didn't win championships, but it feels like we won them too." And Finn hates that. Finn's a winner. Finn's a former Universal Champion. I'm interested in this. And I love Dominic as IC champion. Let's talk about this main event segment, fellas and ladies. I'll get the plugs out of the way. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I'll be here on Wednesday for the hump. God damn, this is good stuff, guys. Vicky says that Seth Rollins is out there looking like Curious George. Seth Rollins comes out. You got Paul Heyman there. I had a lot of people confused. I was disappointed out of everything. How many people were acting like Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman didn't make sense? And I mean from a storyline perspective. Because you guys have heard the heavy criticism I have given WWE's booking as it relates to the last number of months. Paul Heyman, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, CM Punk made sense. Seth Rollins set the stage for him hating CM Punk before CM Punk ever came back. He's a very smart man. This triple threat element, as much as I would have enjoyed Roman and Punk in a singles, was the right move. Roman Reigns, as I've said before, was never a babyface. He faced people that we liked less than him, and he just went away for a while. That's it. He never did a redeemable thing. He said yeet once. He didn't apologize. He was an asshole. He was always an asshole, but he's an asshole that fans started to miss. And because he yeet one time, they were like, oh, babyface, because it's easy to cheer for him. He's got the aura, as the kids say. You'll want to like that guy. but he's still a dick. He's still an absolute dick to Paul Heyman. It's even Paul Heyman's job to go find him a teammate for Survivor Series. Why? Because Roman's a dick and nobody wanted to team with him. Nobody wanted to be on his side because he was a dick for so long. So then he gets through that. And what does he do? He starts abusing Paul Heyman, intimidating Paul Heyman, pushing Paul Heyman down. That's not a friend. That's not somebody that cares about you. CM Punk used Paul Heyman. What he did was not what a friend does. He used Paul Heyman as a mental pawn against Roman Reigns. And in reality, what he did was he was playing his friend mentally. Because as I've highlighted, where was CM Punk when he was Heyman was getting pushed around? Why was Punk even at Raw? And that's something I hope Heyman brings up. Like, you were booked for the show and you didn't bother to come out until I was in physical danger. Why weren't you in my corner when I was supposed to be in your corner? The one person that told him the truth and didn't take advantage of him was Seth Rollins. In fact, Seth Rollins said, I could stomp you in the head, but I'm not going to do that. I hope you remember that. And then Paul Heyman remembered that. And unfortunately, Tenruza, I agree. I'll remember what Paul Heyman said on the McAfee podcast. That was just too edgelord. I didn't like that. Too over the top edgelord bullshit. And this is coming from a guy who makes images on Twitter that says right in the penis and all that stuff. Didn't like it. So, CM Punk comes out, he gets disposed of. Roman Reigns comes out, and he's in control. And it happens. Braun Breaker hits a spear on Roman Reigns. If you saw at the Royal Rumble, you knew that was going to be money. Braun took out Punk as well. And then Rollins and Braun embrace, and all three of them, Rollins, Braun Breaker, Paul Heyman, go off the air, raising their hand. Ooh, I'm excited for this. I am very excited for this. I had said when Braun Breaker lost that IC title, on to bigger and better things, I didn't think it was going to be this. And I am so glad that it is this. Because eventually, Braun Breaker is going to emerge from that shadow as well and have a big-ass angle. KE775 says, do you think Seth is challenging for a world title at SummerSlam? At some point throughout the summer, he's got to be. Sauron says, my super chat from the hump a few weeks ago came through. Braun and Rollins sided with Heyman. Acknowledge my tribal chief. Acknowledge you, my tribal chief, SRS. I love it. I love when stuff like that comes true, and I love when it happens and we're all like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Wow. The Rock was announced as for the Pat McAfee show tomorrow by one of Pat's co-hosts. God bless my mentions and, you know, just whatever this guy says, just to be saying it. Okay. Whatever, man. But Jay Stone says, Seth, Heyman, Becky, Braun, Bronson Reed, or Jeff Cobb, new Dangerous Alliance, book it, Hunter. I'd be surprised if they went the Dangerous Alliance route, but I would kind of dig that as well. I think this is going to be more about Rollins than it is Paul Heyman. But Paul Heyman was very, he was on the show today, as James Zimmerman says, how many people will join up with him? Well, James, it's funny you say that because today he was on the McAfee show and people just barked and he looked around. He's like, yeah, it's going to be him, buddy. I'm like, damn, okay. He's told the truth there. He doesn't even just, He doesn't just say stuff. He does it. Vincent says, if Rollins is getting his own form of evolution, who should be included? Cross, maybe. I would not hate that at all. But I think that Cross on his own doing what he's doing is something that I want to see. Somebody says, how will Rock spin Meltzer's correct report? At this point, it's sad to say, I am almost fully expecting that. Fully expecting that. Nicholas says, coming out of this Raw, almost everything had a great new story. Now that Becky is healed, do you think they'll add her to the new Heyman group? I hope so. I hope so. Maybe in time. Maybe if you see where this is kind of going, and then you're like, oh, okay, now it's time to do it. Because I don't know if you need to do it immediately. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We're heading down the home stretch. And if you're watching this, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It lets YouTube know that you care about what we're watching or what we're doing. Kingslayer says he wants to see Evolution recreated. Rollins is Triple H. Braun is Batista. Maybe Theory is Orton. Oba or Trick. So here's the problem I have with Austin Theory as Orton. Orton was like super, super, super young, right? Like he was 23, 24, right? When he did that. How old is Austin Theory right now? Let me look. He's 27. But Randy Orton had been in WWE, like the main roster, for like what? Like a year? Maybe. And he had missed quite a bit of that with injury. Austin Theory has been up on the main roster for 4 years at this point. Almost 4 years. So I don't know. DJ Rocco says 2025 Dangerous Alliance. Ha ha. Luis wants Fraxium as Batista and Rick in the tag champs role. If you mean as Evolution, they got to have a veteran. But I don't want them to do a new Evolution or anything like that. I want them to do the first Shield, the first NWO, the first of any of these. Let this be the group that other people get compared to, as opposed to this group being the one that's compared to something else. You know what I mean? Think about how many times companies have tried to rebrand the Horsemen with, you know, Fortune and all that stuff. It's like, that's not working. Main Event Mafia worked. That worked for TNA. I don't need an Evolution. I don't need any of that. There was no Paul Heyman in Evolution. There was none of that. I want to see something different. Oh, guys, it has been a wild week. I want to thank our moderator, Luis, for helping us out so much. He also runs our Fightful Espanol Twitter and Fightful Espanol Select. If for some reason you're listening to this and Spanish is your first language or preferred language, he translates all of our stories into Spanish over there. That's a work in progress, but something that we wanted to definitely get into and do more of. And he's done a lovely job over there. But thank you all so much. It has been a crazy busy week. It has been a loaded week, and it's going to stay loaded over at FightfulSelect.com. I went 2+ hours Saturday, 2 and 10 minutes last night, 1.5 hours tonight. I did 3 streams of at least 30 minutes. So I am rocking on about 7-8 hours of streaming the last 3 days. Please miss me for a day and then come back and join us on the hump on Wednesday afternoon. Until next time, we're out.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.